Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 22nd chapter of the book of Acts and in the 22nd verse. Now, this verse follows Paul's statement of verse 21, "Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles." This is Paul quoting what he says Jesus said to him when he had the vision on the road to Damascus. So Paul is basically saying that my ministry is to the Gentiles. Now this causes an uproar with the assembled crowd. Verse 22, they listened to him until this word, and then they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live." I don't think we could overemphasize the racial the straight-up sectarian spirit that was behind the presentation of the gospel. The early church, it cannot be, I don't think, overstated, did not see the gospel as available to the Gentile. Not for a while. The book of Acts slowly reveals this change where they begin to come to a revelation that this is God's will. They're still not there, the early believers. In chapter 22, granted, we're dealing most likely with Jews, traditional Jews, who maybe have not even come into the faith. But even those that had a hard time letting the gospel go out to the Gentile. Well, Paul here is probably being confronted with Jews who are angry at the gospel in general and certainly angry at it putting the Gentile on equal footing. That was the real problem, is that the gospel of Jesus Christ, when presented the way Paul was preaching it and the way Peter had started preaching it, it brought the unregenerate Gentile into the family of God without taking them through the rites of Moses. And that was too much for a lot of Jews to handle. They just couldn't fathom that it could be that way. Our comparable today might be that some people have a hard time believing that if someone comes to the faith, they have the same favor with God as you and I have, even though we've been in this for a long, long time. Jesus told a story of a man who needed workers in his field, so he goes to the market and hires a group of men to work for a preset sum of money. A few hours later, he goes back to town and hires more. A few hours later, he hires more. He also goes back an hour or so before the end of the workday and hires even more. And when he starts to pay them, he pays them from those who work the least amount of time all the way down to those who agreed to work for the whole day. And when he starts paying them, they realize that he's paying those who worked an hour the same that he promised to pay those who worked a day. And they figure he's changed his mind and is going to give them more. So when it's their turn to get paid, they get angry at him because he only gives them what they agreed to instead of giving them more. And he says, "Why are you angry? Did you not get what you agreed to?" And the point Jesus is making, it's often an underappreciated and overlooked story. In fact, I had a young man come to me recently who was having trouble with the group he was Bible studying with, that they refused to believe that new people to the faith got the same rewards in heaven. And I quoted in that story, he'd never even heard it. It's right there in the Gospels. Jesus is saying that grace is equal. God doesn't give more of it because you've been saved longer. And this is a tough thing for us to take. It was certainly tough for them to take in that day. Verse 23, "Then as they cried out, they tore off their clothes, threw dust in the air. The commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that he should be examined under scourging so that he might know why they shouted so against him." So the Romans don't even realize why the Jews are so mad. Now Paul is going to appeal to his Roman citizenship. We'll get into that tomorrow and what that means. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.